Unguarded in front of a friendly crowd, 3rd District Congressman Kevin Yoder was perhaps more candid than usual. He said the groups demanding town hall meetings and staging protests at congressional offices are attempting to, quote, stop the will of the American people, unquote, by scaring their elected representatives.
And I'm here to tell you, we will not be bullied, we will not be badgered, we will not be scared, we will not turn back. We are ready to take the fight to Washington, D.C. We will not let these folks bully us.
Asked later about his harsh criticism of the demonstrators, Yoder softened, but just a bit.
Well, I think, first of all, we're grateful that people are voicing their concerns.
Didn't sound like that this morning.
Well, you know, I've often said I represent, you know, everyone, no matter what political party they're in, whether they're a Democrat, independent, or a Republican. But at the same time, to the extent that people want to try to intimidate members of Congress from doing what they said they were going to do in their campaigns and carrying out their promises, we can't be bullied.
We are winning, folks. We are actually winning.
Speaking to the same prayer breakfast at the state GOP convention, Senator Pat Roberts said his staff was forced to call the police when a crowd of more than 200 showed up at his Overland Park office for a protest staged by the activist group Indivisible KC, a group that he referred to as invisible because of their propensity to appear out of nowhere. Repeating the unsubstantiated claim that paid protesters are staging the events, Roberts said their goal is to delegitimize Donald Trump as president.
Senator Roberts has no idea what he's talking about because he's never spoken to any of us.
That's Cheryl Schoenberg. She's a small business owner from Leawood and a regular at the Tuesday Resist Trump rallies. At the most recent event, she was among a small group invited inside Roberts' office to meet with members of his staff.
We come in here, we're nice, we're polite, we're not paid people. And most everybody sitting in that room every week is a moderate. We just want to see moderate movement forward for the nation, not see far left or far right movement.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy.
Outside, it was a bit more spirited. About 100 people chanted and carried signs protesting the planned repeal of the Affordable Care Act and the rollback of environmental regulations, among other things. Paffy Flood is a stay-at-home mom from Leawood. She turned out to join those calling for an independent public investigation into the Trump administration's ties to Russia.
We want something transparent. We want it bipartisan. And when it is a select committee, that means that the public gets to know what is actually found in the investigation.
Like many of the demonstrators, Flood is a newcomer to political activism. So is Schoenberg.
As a child, one time I went with my mother on a protest when they were cutting down an old growth tree in my hometown. And other than that, I've never been to a protest. I'd never called a senator or representative. I'd never shown up to their offices. I am a moderate Republican who's just appalled at what's going on in this nation.
Yoder says people's natural resistance to change is part of what's fueling the anti-Trump movement, which he said is similar to, but not the same as the Tea Party movement triggered by President Obama's election.
I think the difference is, in this case, is that many of these folks have tried to delegitimize the president from the very day he was sworn into office. And we should all be rooting for the president to be successful, and I don't know that that's what everyone's doing.
Organizers are planning to continue their protests for at least the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. Whether the movement will have the staying power of the Tea Party or rival its influence in Congress will take longer to see. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.